and Thursday. High temperatures near 97 all 3 days. The heat index above the 105 danger range. We might be looking at a heat advisory. Widely scattered storms for a few lucky communities, but they will be few and far between. Rain chances do get a little bit better towards the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by essential personnel. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Secret studio where we would never say, or even, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest, the radio program that brings you some good news about your money. Now, here he is, it's David.
Well, I don't know about all that.
I don't know.
That's pretty crazy stuff, man. But David is not here, but by the magic of radio and Ma Bell. Remember when they called it Ma Bell?
I do.
Yeah, we're going to bring him on here in 1 second. First, I want to say hello to Princess Leia, who is looking sleepily at me across the board here. Did you get a nap this afternoon?
No, I did not.
I couldn't wake up today. I'm like trying to get myself out of bed.
Yeah, no, I've been up since 4.
Really?
Yes.
Is baby sick or
no,
just you woke
just,
up?
Sometimes I just wake up like that. I don't know why.
Hate when that happens. And Matthew Too Tall, Earnest, over here to my right. What's going on?
Man, everything. All at once.
I know nobody was up at 5:30 yesterday morning, but our new TV show premiered yesterday over there on ABC 32.
And if you missed it, you can check it out on the Earnest Financial Facebook page.
Yes, it's the car show episode.
Oh,
and
cool.
Now, with no further ado, he's on the phone. He's been waiting for, seconds now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome David Earnest.
Hey, hello everybody from down south. I know you guys are south, but I'm further south today.
You ultra south. How are you?
I'm telling you, it's wonderful down here. The weather's great. The water's great. And the people are really nice.
Mm-hmm. They social distancing and everything?
Well, yeah, to some extent, yes. They're being careful as much as they can.
Well, now, you know, tomorrow is Election Day, and they just had it on the news that you can go vote, but if you show up without gloves and a mask, they will give you gloves and a mask, and they will issue you a one-time use only disposable pen. I'm serious.
For real?
Yeah, so you go in with your stuff on and you vote and then you leave and throw it away. Don't throw it on the ground. I'm thinking about wearing my Darth Vader mask with the breathing thing on it where it breathes for you. And just see if I can get in.
I'd let you in.
Well, you know, something. But that's tomorrow. Polls open from 7 until 7, 7A, 7P. And please, if you can, go vote in person.
Yeah. Go vote.
There you go.
You coming back to vote?
No, I'm not coming back to vote. We've already done our vote.
Ah, okay. Absentee. Okay.
Absentee
ballot. Who all you got with you?
Well, right now, I've just got me and my beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. She's in there watching television and probably spying on our show.
You think? Well, we won't say nothing bad about
it. She's got the app, you know. She's got that app.
Oh, really? The Spawned radio show app?
Yeah, she won't take a nap. She'll be listening to us on the app.
And that ain't no stuff either, I'm going to tell you that.
No.
Well, we'll say hello. Hello. Say hello. Hello. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hello.
And, you know, how tall is your mom?
I think she's about 5'6", 5'5".
Your mom's pretty short.
Big old gargantuan. Now, see.
The milkman was like seven feet.
I don't know, but you're 6'7".
6'7".
That's pretty much. You look at me and my mama. I mean, I look like a refrigerator next to her. She's about your size. Right. And you're a tiny person. So.
The gene pool's weird. Mm-hmm.
But I don't look as much like a refrigerator as I look like one of them mini fridges now. Maybe not as big.
Like a wine cooler or something. Oh. And a little bitty, tiny one.
And David, I know you've been, you've probably been eating out a lot while you're down there. What you been eating?
No, we've been eating in a lot.
They bring it in, though, right?
They bring it, except occasionally you have to go down and meet them, you know, somewhere downstairs.
They don't throw it out the window at you, do they?
Say that again.
They don't throw it out the window at you, do they? There's no contact delivery.
If they could get away with it, they would.
Uh-huh. Well,
if they could get away with it.
Well, I know you've been down there. You've been thinking and studying and figuring and everything, and you've been thinking about how to save people money and how to get people's retirement set up. You got any new stuff for us?
Well, you know, today the show's about the A word. We're going to talk about the A word.
Oh, okay. You can't say the A word. That's what we were talking about, words you can't talk about on
radio. Well, David, what's the A word?
Well, it depends on who you are, I guess. But in our case, we are glad to say the A word. We're kind of brave. We say, like, yeah, I'll vote for Trump. Well, yeah, I'll say the A word, annuity. The word annuity.
That's the word, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so today we're going to be talking about the A word and how a dead cat bounce could destroy our free vote and our retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, you can say it. A word.
A word.
It can mean more than annuity, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whatever you will, there's a lot of things. But dead cat bounce of the market and dead cat vote against Trump.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's so many different lies in the media right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping that this stuff bounces back against Trump. They're trying to, I would call it brainwash. Hey, did you guys hear about the deceased cat that gets to vote in Georgia?
I saw that. He got an absentee ballot or something in the mail. Yeah, the cat gets a ballot in the mail.
They're talking about a cat bounce. Go ahead.
And see, the thing is, though, when the cat was alive, he was a Republican. And now that he's gone, he's wanting to vote Democrat.
Well, in Atlanta, this guy called Ron Tim said he checked his mail Wednesday and found a voter registration application addressed to Cody Timms, his cat.
Man.
He died 12 years ago.
Wow.
He was a great cat, and an indoor and outdoor, loved the family.
Uh-huh.
He was 18 when he passed away. The Timms were surprised when they received it, they said, and the one of them said he was a demo cat.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So maybe he was one of those moderates or something. I guess so.
Never heard
but
of
you know, some politicians seem to be saying that they're moderates, you know, but there's one that really concerns me that has always said that he was a moderate, but he really isn't. Mm-hmm. Who could that be? He's got hairy legs, I think.
Oh, our friend Joe. Yeah, I got something. Hang on. Y'all just talk for a second. I got something I found y'all will probably like. Y'all just talk among yourselves.
Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, David, what is a dead cat bounce for people that don't know?
Well, dead cat bounce has been used for years and years. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's when the stock market goes up for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you threw a cat against the wall and it bounced just for the bounce, you know?
It's kind of
amazing. You know, we are really concerned that the dead cat bounce has appeared again in the stock market. It's very, very, very scary. There's a lot of economists that seem to be thinking the same thing. You know, we have done a lot of research on this,
mm-hmm.
and there's been quite a few economists that seem to think that that this is not a good situation right now. Just not at all.
Mm.
You know, it's really scary when economists seem to think that there's something bad around the corner potentially. You know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that concerns me.
Mm.
And all of these things that they say that are true, but they're not true. Like Flynn being guilty, General Flynn.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's obvious that the only crime that he really did was believing in Trump. You know, it seems like anyone that wants to go against Trump go up with Trump or defend Trump, it's cut down. You know, Joe Biden was supposed to be a moderate. This is what he said. He said he wanted to replace the United States economy with a more economic system built on the power of labor unions and on Native American and Black and Brown communities that had been left out of economic prosperity. He's declared that if he's elected president, he's going to reinstate the Obamacare mandate, forcing religious groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor to pay for contraceptives and abortion drugs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he wants to get in bed with the AOC about
Ooh.
Climate change.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. If I was going to say that he was a moderate, I don't even think the socialist system in Venezuela would want him now. But he is not a moderate. He is a left-winger. I mean, Joe. Reel it in, man. I mean, the fish is the fish that you're trying to catch is not moderate.
Well, David, it's funny you should mention those two together, Obama and Joe Biden, because mm-hmm. I actually found, sometimes they have to do these commercials and everything. It takes them a couple of times to get them done right.
Right.
Because they make mistakes. So this will be a blooper or an outtake from the first draft of the little video they made when Obama endorsed Joe Biden.
Choosing Joe to be my vice president was one of the best decisions I ever made.
What are we doing? What's going on right now?
I believe Joe has all the qualities we need in a president right now.
Got a lot of, I got hairy legs.
That's Joe. He's someone whose own life has taught him how to persevere.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
How to bounce back when you've been knocked down.
Give me a break.
Joe talks about opportunity for our kids.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Joe talks to families who've lost a hero.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Through all his trials, he's never once forgotten.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
I know he'll surround himself with good people.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
So that's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden for president of the United States.
What?
Yeah, that.
Don't forget about Corn Pop.
Yeah, Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah,
and he run a bunch of bad boys.
Yeah.
So, you know, if David ever ran for something like that, he would have a much better commercial than that.
I think it'd be very creative.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Well, David, what can protect us from all this stuff going on then?
Well, there's a lot of things that can protect us, but I want to get into just a little meat of the politics of what's going on people don't really know about. First of all, I want to say that economists, we were talking a little bit about them a little bit ago, they're baffled by the rejection of annuitization. What that means is pension payouts and guaranteed buildup. You could have a riskier retirement, it will cost more, or you could have a safer retirement, it will cost less. Now, this guy that's an economist, his name is Michael Fink. He's a professor of wealth management at the American College of Financial Services. And he thinks that taking chunks of your money out of a client's portfolio can significantly reduce the advisor's compensation. Are you reading between the lines here? If they're charging based on the amount of money in a client's assets, they don't really want to put it in something that doesn't pay them the same rate. They keep talking about these words like, to protect an individual, they keep talking about these words, fiduciary.
Right.
They're a bunch of lies, in my opinion. Essentially, it's really what they should be saying is, I don't want to lose the money. I don't want to lose my income as an advisor. I know I'm going to be really stepping on some toes here, but I don't want to do anything here but exactly tell the truth from my perspective, okay? I've sat around and I've tried to wonder about things and why things are like they are and why more people don't put their money in safe annuities when they get older. And it's because when they go and talk to somebody, they're advised against it. Look at Ken Fisher. Ken Fisher says annuities are bad. He calls them the A word. Ken Fisher doesn't want money to go into an annuity. Obviously, I know why now. It's because he doesn't want his income base, he could care less about your income base. He just wants his income base eroded. So he hates annuities. You know, now, there's good, bad, and ugly annuities. There's good, bad, and ugly stocks. There's good, bad, and ugly of everything. Humans, too, I guess. Good, bad, and ugly dogs, I guess. But, you know, the thing that upsets me is lies. Why lie about why you don't like annuities? Why make up stories? It's just like, why make up stories about why, you know, you hate Trump or why you think that, you know, Biden might be better? You know, why do they make up these lies? Well, I tell you why. It fits their agenda. That's why.
There you go.
So when you're an asset preservationist like me, you look around, you say, what can I deliver to someone and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's going to work? And it's not the stock market in a naked environment, okay? Now, there's nothing wrong with going in the stock market in a naked environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with buying stocks, mutual funds, real estate investment trust, nothing. There's nothing wrong with buying annuities either. The thing that's wrong is lies. Lying about the situation, lying about what's good and bad and ugly when it's not true. See, annuities have been around a long time. They came around in the Roman Empire, as far back as we know. But, you know, most financial advisors hate annuities because it upsets their fee structure. We know that. The fact that bonds are much more dangerous in a lot of economists' eyes also makes it obvious why the market folks might still want to sell more bonds and call them safer. Do you realize that the value of your bond can change if rates go up or down? If you've got a bond and they go down real fast, your value would increase. But if they go up real fast, rates go the other way, your value can decrease. You can hold them for the 10 or 20 years or 5 years. And if you don't have a 5 or 10 or 20 year, when you're not getting paid much return anyway, you know, an annuity company uses bonds, but they use corporate bonds most of the time. And, you know, those, they know how to make them. They make them run like bonds on steroids. They're more like a mix, in my opinion, between a really good bond and a really safe stock, except they're completely safe. When I say between those two, I'm talking about the returns that can be delivered. Again, there's a lot of things about annuities that are bad. One of them is drift. I'm calling it drift. There's no really word about it. You buy the annuity, have fantastic rate of return. Now, if you buy an immediate annuity, everything's locked in. But it's locked in at something lower than you could probably get. You buy a deferred annuity, you know, if it's got a certain kind of return, then you're going to get that. And then after that, it might drift down. You buy an indexed annuity, it might make a lot of money to begin with, and it can drift down. What we do is we do laddering. Laddering prevents drift. Rusty, do you remember years ago when the radio stations would drift in and out, the old AM stations?
Oh, yeah, especially at night because they were changing power. Power was going up and down. But, yeah, sometimes especially when there were weather conditions that were favorable, and they called it skip because you might hear something, an AM station from a couple states away. I remember when I was a kid, I would actually lay there in bed at night and listen to the radio or the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. I think it was WSM or the one in Chicago.
WWL. Was in New Orleans.
This one was up
Chicago
north.
Chicago was WLS.
That was it. Yeah, I would listen to that right on the AM radio at night. Listen to that when I was supposed to be asleep. So yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah. So anything that's in the market, especially if it can be tweaked, can drift up and down. And so these annuities sometimes have these fixed and indexed annuities have the tendency to drift. Yes. The insurance companies do want to pay their policyholders returns, but yes, they do want to pay their stockholders returns. There's a way to tweak it with laddering that you can have more return and not drift down, and the stockholders will give up more of their return to you.
Now, explain.
These are not the kind of things. Go ahead.
Explain laddering, because I have not run across that with you yet. What is laddering?
Laddering is when you say you buy an annuity, you get a gigantic bonus, for example. Maybe you come out and we give you a 15% bonus.
Right.
Then we start laddering like 20% 1 year, 10% the next year into these newer products that are giving higher, you know, bonuses, but also higher returns.
Okay.
You ladder your way into a better return. So, you know, some people might say, well, that's churning. No, it's not. Churning is when you're selling something that's not going to benefit someone just to generate a commission, just like a lot of stock people used to do. Okay. Yep. But when you're increasing the value of something, you know, and you know for sure that you're increasing the value, there's no doubt about it, and you know exactly what you're doing, it's laddering. It's not churning. It's laddering. So what we're saying is we don't churn. We ladder you into a better return. Now, there's all kinds of annuities. I noticed that, you know, I got some questions that were going to be asked me. Did you want to ask me some questions,
yeah,
Lynn?
I do. I think that, like, there's a lot of ignorance surrounding an annuity, and I don't think people really understand how that works. Like, how does an annuity work?
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of annuities, like we said earlier.
Right.
There's fixed annuities where the rate's fixed. There's variable annuities where the stock market is affecting it constantly because it's in, you know, unit investment trusts like stock, you know, like mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
There's immediate annuities. That means immediately you have annuitized it, meaning you turned it into a pension immediately.
Right.
There's longevity annuities.
Mm-hmm.
Those are annuities that you buy, and then, you know, if you live too long, they turn on sort of like an immediate annuity would, but at a later time, and pay you. There's structured annuities.
Is that what you mean by immediate?
What's that?
SPIA, single premium index annuity.
Yeah. SPIA is single premium immediate annuity. There's structured annuities, whereas, you know, something is put together by a third party or the insurance company or some entity that structures it just for you. There's pension annuities. Everybody that has a pension annuity that's paying them monthly. There's Social Security annuity. If you're getting Social Security, you got an annuity. There's private party annuities where people, you know, make deals between each other. There's charitable gift annuities. Have you ever heard of a charitable gift annuity?
Uh-huh.
Essentially, it's designed to help a charity and to write off taxes. There's split annuities. Have you ever heard of a split annuity?
No.
Okay. A split annuity is where it'll have a SPIA on one part of it, and the other part of it will be a growth annuity. So here's how this works a lot of times. You know, let's say that you were 59 and a half or younger. You were under 59 and a half, should I say. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to start taking income off of an annuity. But you didn't want to pay the penalty, the tax penalty.
Yes.
You just wanted to pay low taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, we could take part of it, put it into a SPIA, like Matthew just said, the median annuity, let it start paying. Mm-hmm. Most of it would be tax-free. Most of it. You know, at least 90% if it's built the way we would want to build it. The other part would be growing it and maintaining, hopefully, the amount that you're dragging out is growing back. So essentially, down the road, you'll still have your money. But what does this do? It gives you almost an income tax-free income. You know, most people don't know how to engineer these things, how to make something work where you don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
Let's say that you came to me and you had a huge job and you were making a lot of money. You said, but I still want to take some income. Well, okay, but down the road, my income's going to drop off my job because I'm not going to work it anymore. But I would, you know, at that point in time, I don't really care because my tax burden is going to be lower. We could do a split annuity and keep your taxes extremely low. And then when you quit working, because you're in a lower income bracket, that built-up deferred annuity would not be taxed as hard. So pretty much wiped out most of 80% of the tax problem.
Right.
And
there's all kinds of things.
The coolest thing to me, and one of my favorite parts of it, is illustrating these things for people so you can actually see it right there before your own eyes, you know, what... And it's still a possibility. It's not a guarantee. I mean, they'll show you the guarantee side of it. But, you know, we're talking about long-term planning. We're talking about asset preservation. We're talking about you taking that burden off of yourself and letting us take care of it for you.
And speaking of taking a burden, we're going to take a short break here, give everybody a chance to catch their breath. So what we're going to do is, like I said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll talk about some fun stuff, and we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show. David Earnest, live and remote from somewhere near the beach. We'll be talking to him again in just a minute. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be back with more Health and Wealth on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Yes, Gladys?
Is the man at the door with a mustache?
Tell him I already got one.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
And there you go.
Sounds good to me.
The words from the man himself down there at the beach. Where are you exactly, David?
Panama City Beach.
Panama City. How's things down there? They're not running around shutting things down.
Well, they closed some of the beach down here. We had some crazy stuff going on down here.
Yeah, what were they like, throwing stuff?
When they get out there and they start trying to fire fireworks and get drunk and all that stuff. So there's a stretch of beach here around Pineapple Willie's that's been shut down. And the police are down there every night watching to make sure they don't do their crazy stuff. They said they were going to open it back up in probably a few weeks as soon as they start acting nice again.
You're not going to declare it an autonomous zone, are you? And, you know, what, secede from the United
the
States?
The town of Ernestville, right there in Panama City.
It's called Ernestland.
Oh, no, it's still a free enterprise here. You can come and go. It's just you don't get on the beach. It doesn't matter who you are. It's sort of like a curfew, I guess you could say. And it's a welcome curfew if you're, someone who wants to sleep and don't want to hear all that stuff. So it is when someone's making too much noise, are doing things that bother people that it is infringing on their rights. But, you know, pretty much we tolerate a lot down here, but sometimes it just goes too far. And that's what I'm talking about. I tolerate a lot of people saying a lot of things, especially about the annuities. But, guys, what do you think's going to save our assets if the stock market goes down? What do you think is going to save our assets if something bad happens, like potentially Biden gets in there and starts raising taxes? What do you think could save our assets from a dead cat bounce?
If you want to save your assets, call 279-7431.
That's it. You know, like I said, I am not against the stock market. We use them. Fixed indexed annuities mean exactly what that word says. Fixed index means there's a fixed portion of that annuity, which means all the money that's in it is guaranteed. It's in a safe haven. The index part is only the interest that you could have been paid is gambled in the stock market in a highly leveraged option. And I mean, these things make a lot of money at times. So last year we had an annuity that had a 15% bonus that actually made 12% on top of it. So when you amortize all that, it was closer to 30%.
29-30%.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it can't go away. You know, no dead cat bounce on that. The thing is, we don't know if this thing that's going on is real. If the economists think that this is not real, that it's probably something that could be, changed down the road. I mean, in other words, if there's a correction, if we're, you know, I keep reading about we may be mirror imaging almost what happened in 1929. In 1929, the market went way down, then it came way back up, and then it drifted down for years. Right. I keep hearing the economists say the stock market's not going to be worth a flitter for years. It's going to be like a stagnated cesspool.
Did you say a flitter?
A flitter?
I'm telling you what, when you get into the flitters and stuff, that ain't good at all.
Never.
Maybe it's a flitter.
That'd be better than a flitter, I'll tell you that.
That's some Southern brogue, I guess. But that's true. I'm Southern, purebred, 100% Southern. Talking to some folks down here about the statues being torn down. You know, it infuriates everybody. I hadn't found a person yet it didn't infuriate. If this is the silent majority, where is all the thugs running around trying to tear everything down? Must be minority is all I can tell. There must not be a lot of them because most everybody does not want to tear down our system. Most everybody does not want to destroy the stock market in their retirement plan. Most everybody, when they work real hard, they want to keep what they got. Right. Most everybody says, hey, don't let it go away. Don't let our traditions go away. Don't let our money go away. And by George, don't let our families and the loved ones we have go away because of some stupid stuff that's going on in this world right now. You know, and Trump seems to be only choice in that matter. I mean, he's the one that stands up and says, I'm not going to let them take your 401k. I'm not going to give in and let them tear up your historic history. You know, your heritage. You know, and each person has a obligation to respect each other's heritage. I respect Indians and their heritage. I respect the black friends I have and their heritage. They were done wrong. But we should not have our system tore down because of the COVID pandemic or to be afraid of the things. I was watching the news the other night, and five pediatricians came on.
Five? David?
Oh, Lord. They must have got him.
They got him.
What?
He's been abducted.
Oh, goodness. We're going to have to get up a ransom now. I'm sure he'll call back in a minute when he realizes that he might still be talking.
Well, yeah, he probably
you never know. He'll call us back in a minute.
One of the big things is right now, everybody, the media wants to divide everybody.
Right.
They want to push you farther away.
Oh, yeah.
We're all Americans. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is. If you pay taxes and you vote, and you live in the United States of America.
Yeah, pretty much sums it up right there.
Pretty much sums it up.
Well, I saw a young man the other day who called the police that there had been a hate crime. They rushed over there, and there were three notes on his windshield under the, windshield wipers.
Mm-hmm.
And one said, all lives matter. One said something else, I don't remember. And then one had a racial slur on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were filling out the report, and they kind of noticed that his handwriting kind of matched the notes.
Mm.
And they went back and looked on the apartment place, and they got video of him putting the notes on his own car, and now the cops are racist. I can't figure it out. Let's see if this is David on the phone. David, sir, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
We don't know what happened. Now, you were right in the middle. You were talking about five.
If you're safe, blink twice.
Yeah, let us know. But you were talking about five pediatricians came on, and we thought that's what got you was the five pediatricians.
What I said was these five pediatricians said, in their opinion, this was from all across the United States. They said that children should go to a classroom with their peers, not virtual, not anything.
I saw that.
And they said, the reason, and they said this, there's not much danger in them having, you know, this virus and it causing any harm to them other than them getting sick a little bit. The point is, you know, they made a big deal out of this stuff about, you know, all these things, and I'm not knocking people that are trying to protect the children. I would want to protect them too. But if most pediatricians thought this, I would think that they would know more than the regular Joe that's trying to make these decisions.
Well, socially, it kind of limits children. I mean, children need social development more than anything.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah. And they're talking about it here. I'm sorry, I was paying attention. I hope I don't say something I already said. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi was talking about that was the most vile attempt at destroying the safety of our children was to
everything,
make them to go back to school.
Yeah, yeah, everything's the most vile attempt.
Yeah, well, she's vile, too. But anyway, yeah. I mean, I don't even know when. I've been out of school a while, so I don't know when school starts.
They're given for my kids. Mm-hmm. We have the option to do virtual learning, which is basically homeschooling, just like it was, you know, right at the beginning of the pandemic. Or they can go back, and I think they have to wear a mask, but they can, you know, be with their peers and learn in this classroom environment.
Uh-huh.
So
I always wondered, did you really need to be in school that long every day? And I also said something, or I read something the other day, they said that for teenagers, it would be better if you started school about 10 o'clock and it went on up into 6, 7 o'clock in the evening if you had to stay in there so many hours because the teenage brain needs more sleep.
Hmm.
And that's when they're sleeping is in the morning at 6 o'clock when it's time to get up to go to the school. So, I mean, that's a thought,
makes
too.
Makes sense, yeah.
But I tell you what, there was some of us could have stayed in school like 24 hours a day and it might not have done any good. But this is a whole different thing. I mean, you know, somebody gets sick at school, they stay home a day or two and come back. But now everybody has the potential to get sick.
Yeah. But, I mean, you have that potential anyway.
Yeah.
You do. Mm-hmm. I know it's, you know, the coronavirus is novel to us as humans, but isn't everything a kid gets new to it? You know, I mean, yeah. You know.
They're a petri dish right. of everything.
Well, they're all these little other little petri dishes.
And I know
dishes.
They don't want them to bring it home or this and that, but I mean, you know.
You can't stop living.
You can't. No. You got to. No. We got to find a way to adapt and keep going.
That's why I believe every newborn should be laminated. Put him in there
just
and
laminate him.
Yeah, leave a little hole for food and air and little holes for other things, and just, you know,
little bubble boy.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, like John Travolta. But it's. I mean, you can't. Well, why don't you let the kid play in the car in the yard? Well, he might get hit by a car in the yard. Well, he might wander to the street. That's why I keep him in. Well, you can't keep the kid in for always.
An airplane engine might fall out
it
of the
could
sky.
Happen like,
it could.
Like Donnie Darko. I saw that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to get out there. You got to get out there and let your kid get dirty. And what was it George Carlin said? We got stuff in our body that attacks and kills germs, but it needs practice.
God right. made dirt, and dirt don't hurt.
Dirt. I've never seen a child die from eating dirt.
Me neither.
Mm-mm.
Not yet.
No, not.
Don't want to set
no,
in the precedence
no.
or nothing.
Knock on.
But
knock on
yeah, I mean, I know your kids. Probably their kids. They probably get out and get dirty
yeah,
and play. I mean,
man.
I mean, we would actually when we went to my grandmother's on Sunday, weather like this, we would be. They had one of those. The house was built on what they used to call a terrace,
mm-hmm.
and the front of the house sat on the ground, and the back of the house was about 6 or 8 feet off the ground, sitting up on blocks.
Right. Yep.
And so we would go under there and play because it's too hot to be out in the sun.
Yeah.
Well, we knew the drill. When it come time to go home, we'd go line up on the back steps there, and somebody would come by with a hose pipe
right.
and just wash us off.
I mean,
like we're, yeah.
I grew up drinking from the water.
Yeah, yeah, that too. And then we would dry out the sun a little bit and then go home.
Yeah.
But kids stay inside now and play, a lot of them.
It's the iPads.
Yeah, it's all that kind
all
of
that
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
David, now you were working for... Marmaduke.
Old Marmaduke.
Yeah.
And you probably got pretty dirty out there working for him. He probably had you crawling up under the building to get the chain.
Yeah, he wore those overalls, so it didn't matter. It didn't
He's
matter.
Told
he
told you all those stories.
He,
knew
that. Yeah. He conserved on detergent, I guess. But, you know, there's a blind eye to a lot of this stuff. You know, crime rates are soaring. You know, they're turning blind eyes to rioters, looters, statue destroyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to quote Nancy Pelosi, people will do what they do. Now, you know, what kind of an answer is that?
A dumb
you know,
one?
It's a sellout. Right. That's what it is. It's a sellout for a vote. In the same way with Elizabeth Warren, when she says, hey, let's limit, I'm paraphrasing, I'm putting words in her mouth, but this is what I hear when I hear her. Let's limit the products that are available to the American citizen. Let's turn socialist. Let's take all these things away from them because they're children. They don't know what they're doing. And let's limit everything and just put everybody in one box.
You know what's funny about something about Elizabeth Warren I was reading the other day? Her law professor, I don't remember what school it was at, it was some prestigious school, because she went, you know, as a Native American.
Right, right.
Said she was a diehard Reagan supporter. So she's done some flip-flopping in her political
yeah,
career.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. They're flip-floppers. They do whatever they do to get the vote.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
They're not true blue.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like Biden's not true blue central now. He's headed so far to the left, he's going to fall down on a hairy leg, I guess.
Probably.
But,
he doesn't even know. What's going on? I don't think.
No.
It's like dementia.
No.
He has something.
It's terrible. And you know that company, Goya company.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to go stock up on some Goya stuff.
Right, because they're not afraid to say what they actually think.
I mean, and their heritage is Hispanic, and they're proud of it, but they see exactly what's going on, and they're standing with Trump saying, hey, let's keep this economy going, and true immigrants, let's protect them. Hispanics own businesses in the United States that employ, 4,000 people or more. Many of them are Latino themselves, and they engage in many charities and community efforts. and they donate up to 2 million pounds of food per year to food banks. And they're saying, go Trump, you're doing the right thing. You know, and I'm saying, let's be careful, go Trump. But if you're 55 plus, or definitely if you're 60 plus, let's get ready for a potential left-leaning environment, because one comes along every eight to 10 years or whatever, you know, 4 to 8 years, should I say. Usually we flip-flop. We're flip-flopping, economics, and we're flip-flopping in our politics. You know, there's these people that walk the middle. There's so much negativism that's being put on the regular news today.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. But I talk to people, they all say, I'm voting for Trump. Everybody I talk to says that around here. But they're all scared, and I am too, of who's listening to all that negative negative lie.
Mm-hmm.
Hoopla.
Hey, now, you know? David, I've got... Oh. Well, that was me that time. I think we're going to have to start having like a cuss jar, and every time somebody hits the microphone, I've got to put a quarter in. I got brain damage.
I can't reach your quarter jar from here.
Well, I'm the one that did it.
You have to trust me.
We've got a call coming in. Do you want me to put you on hold and try to get that call? Yeah. I have a call into Rosie to ask how to do that. So maybe she'll show me how to conference call.
Oh, okay. Sure. But, go ahead. Then bring them on in.
I'm going to try to put you on hold. And if I lose you, just call me back.
Okay. I'll just listen.
All right. Hang on. Okay. Let's see. You're on the air. Who is this? And don't cuss.
This is Robert.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, bud? Robert.
Good. How y'all doing?
Oh, great. Pretty good. Can't complain.
I'm enjoying the show. We're dealing with the weakest generations of all time, playing their video games, got their head in their phone. These liberal professors and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's saying defund the police. And I remember Trump, one of his big things was, let's defund PBS, NPR.
Yeah.
And all these liberal, these commie teachers and professors that are indoctrinating the youth of America. That's really where it all starts.
Let me throw something out there for you, Robert. You know, the Washington Redskins just changed, or they're in the process
in
of
the
changing
process,
their name.
Yeah. Yes, I read that.
And when I left here one night, I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about that.
Right.
And when they got to the part where they said Washington Redskins, they beeped out Redskins.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, is it come to the point where you can't even talk to somebody because they're going to be triggered, and they think, you know, well, he said something I don't like, so I'm going to go cry, and then I'm going to, you know, burn his place down and paint stuff on his street in front of his house. It's just gotten to a big old mess.
It's just pathetic.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
I mean, come on, this is America, and a lot of the American Native Indians, you know, they would be proud, you know, of the Redskins, the Braves, the Indians. It's never become nothing until these liberal professors, teachers, drum it up, make an issue of it. Those things that people never thought of, and you can't listen to NPR without getting upset. It's just so one-sided. Yeah. They are nothing but the propaganda machine of the left.
Yeah, and I did hear another one too, that the Cleveland Indians were not going to be known as the Cleveland Indigenous Peoples.
Wow.
No, that's I lied.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I made that up. Right. I'm kidding.
It's just pathetic.
It is.
We have just become so watered down and weakened, and they're poisoning the children, the youth. You know, the best thing really might be for all the people to homeschool their kids and get back to some real history books, because a lot of the books that are put out there now that they're learning from are written by some commie socialists.
Mm-hmm.
It's their whole agenda, and they know if they poison the youth and the young, you get what we got, this Antifa crap.
They're teaching them how to think. And they're teaching
And they don't know anything about real life because they got their heads in their phone.
Mm-hmm.
You take their phones away from them. You take the internet away from them. They won't know what to do.
Well, you know,
if the power goes out, they're screwed.
I don't subscribe to this, but you know, a lot of people would rather have you text them than to call them.
Oh, I can't stand that.
So, you know,
I can't stand that. If you text me, I'm calling you back.
Uh huh.
Because it's so easy to lie.
Uh huh.
Or you know,
I never know. When I get a text, it's kind of, you know, like the little voice in your head when you read it. I go, uh-huh. I don't know. Are they mad? Are they joking? What? Well, I can't hear their voice. I don't know what the heck's going on.
A lot of people don't know anything about tone. And I'm serious.
I'm calling you.
Just put a bunch of emojis.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, the tone of whatever you write is going to be different unless you know how to write it to sound like, you know, you're not PO'd or something, you know. Well, hey,
that's
Robert.
Just a scam. I enjoy y'all's show, and I'll let you go. I know you're pressed for time, and y'all keep up the good work, and God bless Dixie, and God bless America.
And God bless Robert. Thank you so much. Thank you, Robert. Okay, now we've got another call. Let's see if we can grab them right quick before we go back to David and wrap it up because it's getting now on to time to go.
Yeah, we're getting
you're on the Health and Wealth Show. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Ali Poupante.
Oui, on Poupante. Suckly blue.
Does that count as cussing?
No. Actually, I said you were talking about
school.
Uh huh.
Yes.
I notice how happy that the school and the teachers unions are becoming so powerful. They don't want to open up the schools.
Right.
Huh. Well, what would the teachers do?
Well, they're just going to collect unemployment and collect big bucks.
I guess so. And something else, somebody said that they were going to cut money to the schools for supplies. I'm like, well, they're not going to open. They don't need it.
It just simply amazes me. The typical Democrat and liberal way of fixing anything is throwing, it's like a scab. Just put more money on it. It's the best bandage.
Oh, yeah.
Just spend more and more and waste more money on it because money's the answer to fix everything.
You're not being
good stewards of the money that you're getting.
You're right. Exactly right. You are.
I worked one time for a while when I was working for the city. Bobby Bright, the mayor, former Mayor Bright, asked me a question. I was working on his laptop. And he says, you're a man on the street. He says, how do people feel about taxes? I said, Mayor, we're blessed with some of the lowest property tax in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I don't believe we'd have an issue paying a little more tax because we have to vote on it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, I think it would pass, but until we show that we're good stewards of the money that you're given,
right,
I'm going to keep voting no.
Exactly.
You can't even handle the money.
Exactly, because like you say, they'll say they'll want it for one thing, and then the next thing you know, you got, I don't know, coloring book corner on every corner of the street. You know?
Look at Montgomery Public School System. They had, $600,000 to $700,000 missing, and they did an audit.
Those stories just disappeared.
They stopped
talking about them.
And they were naming names of people.
Yeah.
One guy had $300,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One had spent it in a massage parlor.
Uh-huh.
So many money was spending on a strip bar. I was like, let me ask you a question. Why does anybody ever go to jail?
I don't know.
Right.
I ain't figured that one out yet.
Remember the grade-changing scandal a couple years ago?
Yes.
Nobody got fired there.
I tell you what, if I did something like that, I'd be up there making little rocks out of
big rocks. And look at our new mayor. Look at our new mayor. Oh, my goodness gracious. Can't even put a mask on right. He wants us to wear one. Hey, what did the feminists say? My body, my choice?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't want to wear a mask, Mayor, then. Okay, that's my choice.
I'm not going to wear one either. All right, man, we got to run. Thanks.
All right, you have a good day, guys.
Thank you, sir. Oh, he always has a good something to say. All right, here we go. Back to David Ernest, somewhere near the beach. How are you, man? Sorry about that. Did you hear all that?
Yeah, I did. I agree with it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I was just reading it. I got an email here. It said it came from Donald Trump. I believe it did come from him.
Uh-huh.
It says, our nation's children. When children are not in school, they're missing more than just time in the classroom. And that came from Melanie Trump, the First Lady of the United States. He said, David, our First Lady is right. If schools around our nation choose not to reopen soon, our children will miss so much more than just an education.
I agree.
The invisible enemy has already taken so much from our country, and we cannot allow it to take away our kids' childhood, too. As your president, I will not stand for that.
Mm-hmm.
America needs to get back on track.
Well, you know, we recently had our 40th high school reunion.
Oh.
And, well, it was like a couple years ago. When I say recent, it's happened where I can remember it. But they asked me to get up and say a few words, which, mm-hmm. you know, I don't usually like to do that. Anyhow, I got up there and I told him, I said, look, this is just not a room full of people that we went to school with. I said, I look around here, I see the people I grew up with.
Right.
You people, a lot of you, some of them, you were close as brothers and sisters. We fought like that. We played like that. And I said, it'll always be that I went to school with them. That's how I know them. And I hate that any child would miss out on that because, I mean, it builds friendships that last forever. Yeah. They were all sad last year about not being able to go to their graduation, which is huge. It's a huge thing. And, you
That's
know,
right.
that can really, really mess with your head.
They're so
And Trump's right.
Yeah.
They're impressionable.
Go ahead.
No, they're very, very, very impressionable. And everything that's, you know, that happens does affect them, whether you think it does or not. And it develops who they
yes.
are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, man, it's about that time.
Yeah. So I want to say this one thing.
Okay.
Trump's right. The invisible enemy does not need to win. It doesn't need to take our children's childhood away. It doesn't need to take our rights away. But it most certainly does not need to be taking our retirement and our pensions and 401ks away. So if you have any questions whatsoever about how to preserve those rights that you should have, call me, 279-7431.
Call now. Call often.
Call.
Call. David Ernest.
279-7431.
You're gonna be out of town tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes.
So you'll be calling us again tomorrow evening?
Yes, and then I should be live with you Wednesday night.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely. Enjoyed it.
Okay, I guess we didn't make your mom mad. She hadn't thrown anything at her during the show. We'll talk to you later, David.
Well, she said we had her height wrong, but I'm not going to mind.
Didn't go for the weight.
She says she has shrunk a little bit.
She's like 5'3".
Well, I feel her pain because I shrunk, too, and I wasn't tall to start with. All right, man, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, sir. And that's going to do it for this Health and Wealth Show. And thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Who's coming back tomorrow night?
Both.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And what I wanted to do in sort of a beach motif, I wanted to do something a little snazzy for us to get out with, and I thought about Jimmy Buffett. And everybody plays Margaritaville.
Yeah.
And son of a sailor was just a little bit slow. So I thought I'd hold your feet over the volcano for a couple of minutes. And we're out the door, folks. Thanks so much for listening to the Health and Wealth Show. David Ernest on vacation. He'll be back Wednesday, but we'll talk to him again tomorrow night. Thank you for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show. News Talk 93.1 WACV.